grab your foxy mama and head for the light up dance floor and boogie down as we put 70s song against 70s song. Welcome to Elimination Season 3.
And there we go. The pervert has gone. Thoughts on the intro?
Oh, much better.
Yeah. Bearable. That. Bearable.
Can't get no worse.
Yeah. All right, calm down. Yeah. Happy with it, Dave?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. That's what you should have done in the first place.
All right, well.
I did offer my advice, but you rejected it.
Yes, I did. Because I don't believe anything you say is worth listening to. Welcome to Elimination. Here we are on a podcast, listening to us. I'm Bob, your host, here with Dave, my dad.
Up yours.
And Cousin Pauline.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm good. I'm tired.
Oh, grow
I feel
up.
Really, I don't know why. I woke up with headache. And
was you drinking last night?
No. Why did you look surprised by that? you looked really shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised you're not drinking now, to be fair.
Not that bad. It's only since I've been seeing you more that I've drunk more.
Bad influence.
And that's true.
That's an FACT. Well, we did the draw last time, so we know what it is. It is
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen against Superstition by Stevie Wonder. Shall I give you some gumph, Bob?
Give me some gumph, Dave. What are we doing first?
Don't Stop Me Now.
Go for it.
Right, Don't Stop Me Now by Queen is a song by British rock band Queen featured in their 1978 album Jazz that was released in 1979. Written by Freddie Mercury, the song peaked at number 9 in the UK and number 86 in the USA. It is the second most downloaded Queen song on Spotify behind Bohemian Rhapsody. And that is
wait,
up.
Wait. It's got to go, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's got
to have it there. I'm a good
time, okay, and that's up against...
Superstition is a song...
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, give me a chance. Jesus Christ.
So slow. Right, Superstition is a song by American singer-songwriter Stevie Wonder. It was released on October the 24th, 1972, as the lead single from his 15th studio album, Talking Book. It only reached number 11 in the UK charts, but topped the charts in the United States.
11? I mean, to me, this could be a semi-final.
You know, it's with us, with this one, we're both bobbing our heads to this.
Oh, it's
you
a cool...
You can't keep still with this song.
It's a cool song, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's so cool. As I said, this could be a semi-final for me.
Yeah,
this could be a final. I mean, these two are absolute... They make me feel something every time they come on. And on that subject, I've got a little fact here about Don't Stop Me Now.
I'm having a good time.
A scientific study has concluded that it is the world's most effective song to make you feel good.
I believe that.
Yeah, me too.
I totally believe that.
And in 2005, viewers of Top Gear voted greatest driving song ever. There you go.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Now, you're not a fan of Queen, Dave.
I'm not a fan of Queen. I've got nothing against them, but they just don't do it for me. Never have done.
What, none of their music at all? Or there must be one that you think, oh, that's good.
I could never listen to Bohemian Rhapsody again. It's just played to death. It's just nothing.
But that's the same for me. For me, Bohemian Rhapsody is a theme song.
Yeah,
it's a theme to a movie or a TV show. It's not a song. It just reminds me of a backing song. It's like they just chucked everything in there and hope for the best.
It's one of my dad's favourite songs.
Of course it is. It covers every genre in it.
I think if you're going to have a Queen song, this is probably the one. I like It's a Kind of Magic, but I think they might be in the 80s.
I like the Friend one. What's the Friend one?
Oh, no. That's depressing.
I'm not keen. I know what you mean, but I'm not keen. I like We Are the Champions.
Oh, God, no. That reminds
They're very me. Much okay. every song. You can tell it's them within a nanosecond.
Yeah.
Can't
I do like
They're very.
I want to break free with the hoovering. I can't hoover without thinking of that song.
Video, yeah.
Oh, I thought, oh, look at them legs, yeah.
she's all right.
But they are definitely...
I can work around the tash.
They're definitely one of the most popular bands ever.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I mean, if you don't know a thing, they'd definitely be in the top three.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they just are. I mean...
And they're one of the few bands you can name all the members of.
I can't.
Freddie Mercury... Oh, Brian May.
Brian May's a lead guitarist. Yeah, well, John Deegan's the bass.
And his wife had the same hair, didn't she? They both had the same hair.
What? Joined? like intertwined?
No, but remember, because she was in EastEnders as Ange Den's wife.
Anita Dobson.
Was she? That was her.
Anita and she Dobson. Had the big hair.
I didn't know that.
You're joking.
And she was carrying a guitar, wasn't she, at the same time?
They did. I always used to think that. Oh, they've got this matching hair.
They did have. His is like a big Brillo pad now, though, because he ain't got it cut, and he should do.
He should do.
As a kid, I did like Will You Rock You. That was always good.
I don't like any of them Anthem ones. We are the champions.
Yeah, but I used to go to Party in the Park in Hyde Park, and like Five would come on and do We Will Rock You.
Yeah,
and
I like
they'd
it.
Always have that song kind of, because it's a crowd pleaser, and it is a crowd pleaser. Yeah. But listening to an album on your own, you couldn't pay me to do that.
So you wouldn't have liked the show then? It was so good.
Maybe that's different because you are in a crowd. You're sort of in that, environment.
What's going on with you?
My tea's got hiccups in it.
One of the problems I've got with Queen is Brian May. Now, when you see Brian May interviewed, he seems such a great bloke, but I just don't like the sound of his guitar. When he does his solos, it sounds like... Rolf Harris's stylophone.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you remember Rolf Harris's stylophone?
It's like a kid's toy
in the 60s. You go,
and
if you look on YouTube and listen to it, it's just that. It's just not. He's a great guitarist, obviously, but I just don't like the sound of his guitar.
What annoys me is that it's been done 100 times, but when it's Brian May is joined someone like Five, he did that song, and it was Five and Queen. It wasn't. It's Brian May. Yeah. That annoys me when he's just using. I don't know if you're that good a guitar player. If Paul McCartney was there, it would be Five and Paul McCartney, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be the Beatles.
He's using the name.
I don't know. I just feel like that's.
Was it him? There was a concert once, and he was on the top of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, that was the Queen's golden anniversary.
He was just standing on top of Buckingham Palace, all the lights on him, and then all down the, what do they call it, the mall? I never get that word right.
Mall.
Is it called the mall?
I don't know. I don't know
Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, but everyone in the mall was saying, why is Rolf Harris up there with his stylophone? What's going on?
Oh, I would love to have been there. It looked amazing.
Yeah, they was all on stage, weren't they?
Yeah.
Even Cliff Richard was there. Tom Jones, Rod Stewart.
Ollie Murs.
Tom Jones might not have been there, but Rod Stewart was.
Kylie Minogue. There was loads of people.
I didn't know. No, I don't.
You didn't see that.
I don't really go. Today. I don't really go for the royal stuff. It makes me turn off. Any wedding or anything.
And then
Prince
Charles come on at the end and thanked everyone and said how much. Oh, you have a stroke.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said. Thank you, mummy.
Yeah, he did. He said, mummy. Yeah. Thank you, mummy.
I saw a clip last night of Michael Jackson. The heading was Michael Jackson meets Diana. And I thought, what? I can't sort of see them two. What era was he at and all that kind of stuff? And it was him at his peak, like with the greasy hair, like dangling down and that. And Charles comes along the line first and MJ's at the end. And they have a long discussion. I think, what are they talking about? Prince Charles and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, you can't imagine, can you?
What is he possibly
Do you reckon
saying?
Michael Jackson was a better dancer than Prince Charles?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that used to be embarrassing, didn't it? They used to go to these overseas places and they'd have a traditional dance and you'd get up there and do the old man's dance at the wedding.
I think the worst one, politics dancing was, what's her name, the Prime Minister woman?
Theresa May.
Oh, Theresa May. What was that? Hilarious.
She's like a Thunderbird puppet, wasn't she?
Was it Abba? Don't knock
the old Thunderbird puppets, mate. They were good dancers.
No, but they were good. She was rubbish. They had an excuse. They were on strings.
That became a meme, didn't it? Was it Abba she was dancing to?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Oh, at least she gave it a go. But
she didn't, though, did she? It looked like a really bad Peter Crouch robot, didn't it? It's just, it's embarrassing. But yeah, you just turn yourself into a joke. Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, obviously, is you get it played at any party. It's going to...
A wedding,
it's
like
it's a dance floor filler, isn't it? I think most of these 70 songs
they
are.
They all are, because they're all disco, aren't they?
Disco is huge, yeah. I've been looking at a lot of... I've joined a few 70s Facebook groups and stuff, looking at the fashion and that, and some of them are just incredible.
It is weird fashion, wasn't it?
And like the do you see the picture I put up of Bay City Rollers?
Oh yeah.
With the flares and really tight tops, like tank tops,
like little tiny tank tops.
Yeah,
and the big gap between the bottom of the trousers and the boots.
yeah
but they
is that going to come back round?
They were a bit of a one-off because they were so weak.
What did they sing? Bay City Rollers.
Bye bye baby.
Bye bye baby, baby goodbye.
But that's only an old baby. Revamp of an old song from the early 60s. Shang-a-lang. Well, we sang Shang-a-lang.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
They were...
I quite like them two songs.
I mean, they came along at the same time as like Slade and T-Rex, Sweet. And they
were hanging on the coattails of the proper ones.
Yeah, but they were so much weaker, you know. And I'm not sure they sang on their stuff anyway. I'm not quite sure their stuff weren't done by Session Men.
Well, talking about not
I'll
singing,
I'll probably get sued now. But.
Talking about not singing on BBC Two last night, I was going through the channels, and why this is on, I don't know. But did you see there was a Spice Girls special?
Oh. It might have been every Friday for the last 3 weeks. There's been a Spice Girls. It's talking about them rising to fame and then losing it and then going solo and then getting back together.
Get back together when the money's getting a bit short.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, but I did see that. I didn't watch it, but I did see
that. It was like
that.
Top of the Pops and they were singing and I
why are you pulling that face? Like the Spice
just
Girls.
Everything. You know when a group of girls, right, when you're in primary school or, you know, whatever it is in America.
Janice Fox. Oh, sorry.
When you're in primary school and a group of girls do a little dance and all that, it's exactly like that. They weren't singing. Their dance moves were terrible.
Sporty Spice can sing.
Yeah, but they weren't singing. I can tell you that right now. On that clip I saw, they weren't singing. And it was just... And I was along with it. I was listening to them when I was, you know...
Yeah.
Neon Eye to a Grass. I used to buy the Now albums and there was always a Spice Girls song.
Yeah, you're not buying them then, are you? I mean, they just can't be bothered to switch it on to the next song.
Well, I didn't have a remote for my CD player, so I just let it play, yeah.
Do you know what a skipper is?
A captain.
No, it's when you plan an album on the CD or something and you get to a certain song and you skip it. And that their stuff is, they're all skippers.
Well, yeah, there was,
I really liked their stuff.
No, they
were. But they were made for you, though, weren't they?
Totally.
Girl power and all that kind of jazz.
But it wasn't girl power. No. It was all managed and that by men. I mean, that was nonsense.
Yeah, of course.
Girl power.
But it was made for... That's what they did. You had... what's wrong with me?
Well, they didn't do it, did they? It was the people behind them.
Well, like I say, they were puppets on a string. They were just like...
But they could have been in Thunderbirds.
Yeah, they
could have. Talking of Prince Charles, do you remember the clip of...
When was that?
Still on Spice Girls.
Oh, okay.
Of Jerry Halliwell when he was past and she kisses him and pinched his arse.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do that, can you?
Yeah,
I mean,
she did that, didn't she?
Oh, she did. Yeah, she did.
I quite liked old Jerry. She's quite boring now, but back then I liked her.
It's so weird when you think about when her wearing the Union Jack dress and being like the busty one of the Spice Girls, and then she came back and did the Fame song, whatever that was called.
Skinny as a rake.
She was. There was nothing on her. Like, how is that the same woman?
Well, she had eating disorder, didn't she? If you watch the program, it shows.
Oh, I'm not going to watch the program. Yeah. Oh, I don't care enough.
So you didn't have a favourite Spice Girl then?
Oh, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, she
was
my favourite.
The blonde one. Yeah.
Dave.
No. it's non music, so it's got nothing. They might be fashion accessories, but it's nothing to do with music. Their stuff, is it? It's rubbish. I couldn't name one of them. Oh, Two Become One, was that one?
Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah.
I didn't know because I saw it written down somewhere. But God.
Had a little love. That was pretty good.
Quite good.
I know. Yeah, that was, well, the listeners probably think differently, but. Superstition. Now we need to go on
this
to Superstition.
This is hard for me because I love the both.
The writing's on the wall.
Yeah, the writing's on the wall. I absolutely love this song. I've really
I
love both of these songs. They're both great, great songs. And can I just say, Stevie,
of course you can,
mate.
How can Stevie Wonder, as a blind man, be as good as he is? It just
what do you mean?
Well, Ray Charles was good.
He's got ears.
I know, but in my mind, I'm thinking...
The music's for your ears.
I know. Okay. And I'm not dissing, like, how dare he. You know, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is...
Dare he?
For somebody... for somebody like Paul McCartney or Dave Grohl or someone to learn the piano and learn the piano over time, fine. But for somebody who can't see to even know what a piano is, like, how it... feels I can't believe I can't sort of put them two things together. I've watched the Ray Charles with Jamie Foxx, the film,
right?
Yeah, and that is an incredible story, because his mum stopped helping him when he started to lose his sight. She would stand in the room and just watch him so that he'd learn to do it himself. It's just really strange things, like he'd shake a woman's hand. Oh, Ray, this is so-and-so. And he'd feel her wrist to see if she was thin or fat. And I don't want that. Yeah, it was just, it's an amazing, amazing thing, I just think. And one of the best carpool karaoke's as well.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's great, yeah. When I'm not a fan of James Corden, but that in
when
itself.
When he rings... James Corden's wife.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lovely scene.
I mean, can you imagine being her on the other end and you're like...
James Corden starts crying.
Yeah, well, I would.
Yeah.
And when James Corden gets out a harmonica and he goes, come on, Stevie, you got to teach me how to... And he was like, give it here. And he gave him the harmonica, he just threw it away. You're like, no, I'm not doing that. just an incredible feat for you know, with a disability like that. I mean, it's amazing. And this song particularly, I mean, is this your favourite Stevie Wonder, Dave? Is this?
No, for his I do like this one, but I think his best stuff was in the 60s myself. Ma Sharia Moore, that sort of stuff.
Oh, I like that one.
Yes to me, yes to you, yesterday. You know that one, didn't you?
No, how does that go?
Well, yes to me, yes to you, yes to... For once in my life.
Oh, that's one of my favourites. I absolutely love that
Uptight.
One.
Uptight, everything is all right. Yeah, makes some great stuff in the 60s, but this is good.
I know, I just called to say,
don't mention that one. That is garbage.
I love you.
And wasn't he on that? There's a song that Elton John, Dionne Warwick, is it Dionne Warwick?
What, We Are the World?
No.
We Are the World.
And there's another lady, and I'm sure Stevie Wonder said, is it That's What Friends Are For?
Oh, that rings a bell.
Yeah. In good times, in bad, that's what friends are. But and then when John belts it out, it's going to bug the life out of me. But I'm sure Stevie Wonder's on that, and I like him on that.
Do you know what his real name is?
I didn't know that weren't his real name.
What, Stevie Wonder?
Well, now I think about it, yeah, but I've never given that any thought, that wouldn't have been his name.
Yeah, I mean, Superman's Clark Kent. I mean, he weren't christened Superman. I'm christening this baby Superman. His name is Stevland Hardaway Morris. Stevland Stevie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the greatest performers ever, isn't he? You've got to be.
Absolutely, yeah. I can't.
Did you ever see that clip where he announced the death of John Lennon to the audience?
No.
No.
Yeah, I think he'd just finished a concert. I don't know if he was coming back for an encore or whether he'd already done the encore and they were expecting another one. But it was quite strange because all the audience were buzzing.
Yeah, of course.
And then he got the news when he went backstage. And he come back and he said, I got some terrible news. John Lennon's been killed, been shot.
Oh, can you imagine the atmosphere?
Yeah, and the atmosphere is all up. Next minute, flat and all the audience crying their eyes out. It's bizarre. It's bizarre.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's quite strange. You let him go home with the memory of it.
Yeah.
But all they're going to remember now is that announcement.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. I don't know if they ever met. Of course.
They must have done.
Yeah,
surely.
Ebony and Ivory weren't the best song in the world, was it?
Yeah, they never met, did they?
No.
They just cut the sort of screen in half and had both of them on the same piano, but they never met for that song. They probably met in time, but yeah. It is a Motown classic, though, isn't it? I mean, the Motown were banging out songs left, right, and centre in the '70s.
But this, the beat only has to start, and I'm like,
oh, straight away, yeah, you're in, yeah. I'm there.
Yeah,
Matt times, yeah, I've been singing along to both of these songs, and of course, Don't Stop Me Now, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Oh, really?
Really? That's a cracking film.
Oh, it's so stupid.
Do you like Paul?
Yeah, I like Paul.
Paul was good,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Paul was good. Why are you looking at me like that?
What's wrong with Shaun of the Dead?
I just think he's a bit stupid.
But Paul's fine. But yeah, talking alien called Paul is fine.
I thought that was quite funny. I like the film Ted.
I like Ted 2 better.
I haven't seen Ted 2.
Oh, Ted 2's funnier than Ted.
Is it?
Yeah, they take you to a whole new level. Yeah.
Like Hangover films, I think they're funny.
They had their time. I think they were good at the time. I wouldn't go back and watch it now.
No, but at the time, they're hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the fact that you never knew what was going on. Like, what? What have they got up to? Yeah. Good times. Well.
Good times.
Talking of times.
Times? Oh.
What time is it?
It's question time!
Oh, you got one.
What? Is it a bowl for?
Oh, question time. I thought you meant the other one.
Question time.
Oh, it's your turn, Robert.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
No looking.
Shut me eyes. Okay, here we go.
Cool.
Can't even get out.
Who's done the question first?
I think it's one of mine. But I put a lot in there.
Oh, it'd be boring one then.
Oh,
yeah.
That's boring.
If you could know the truth, the full truth to one question, what would it be?
Oh, God.
I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy theories, isn't there?
Yeah, JFK comes to mind. JFK comes to mind.
If you could know the ultimate truth.
Who was Jack the Ripper? That's another good one.
Oh, that, yeah, that's a good one, that, isn't it?
I think it would be, was it set up by the Queen for Diana to get killed?
Oh, absolute rubbish.
Oh, you don't know those. Well,
I do know.
Well, the Queen was on the moped behind.
Absolute poppycock.
And when we say Queen, we mean Brian May, obviously.
There's so many different things, though. Like, even down to 9/11, that it was done by the American government themselves.
And,
there
was a guy, in my work who just believed that.
Yeah.
He used to watch YouTube clips about it all the time. I'm like, yeah, but that YouTube bloke who's making it, it's just like you. He thinks of that way, so he's going to put it. Yeah. Well, it's on YouTube. It's got to be true. it's...
But there is loads of different things, isn't there? Is Michael Jackson really dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yep. Yeah, well, there you go. You've asked the question.
Oh, I feel better now.
Lord Lucan. What happened to Lord Lucan?
Who is he?
What?
I mean, you are so thick. Though,
yeah, we are. Listeners are going, oh, yeah. Listen to Dave.
Lord Lucan was a lord. He got into gambling and that, and he practically lost his fortune. And then he came home one night to kill his wife. But by mistake, he killed the children's nanny by mistake. Did you know what the nanny's name was?
Nanny McPhee.
Sandra Rivett.
Oh, she's a Rivett.
Seriously. And
with two T's?
Yeah, so spelled exactly the same.
Okay, all right.
And so he fled.
That's our surname, by the way, just to...
So he fled.
Yes.
And hasn't been seen since. And that's 1974. And they've had sightings of him, but they reckon he got to France, got on the boat to France and jumped off the ferry. Whether that's true or not, you don't know. He just disappeared and never to be seen again.
What about...
Lucan, they called him.
What about the Alcatraz escape?
Well, I believe that thing on that program. Didn't you watch that?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That makes perfect sense to me. Where they got off the boat by a sort of towing off the ferry. They towed off like they used to do as kids in the local lake.
Yeah. There was a history of them doing that.
And the family, they always, whenever they mention Alcatraz, they always say there's the two brothers and the other bloke, Frank, one played by Clint Eastwood in that film. He always gets the credit for being the brains. But it wasn't. The other two could fix anything and make anything. And it was mainly them. that got them off. And that picture of them, I think that's true. I think they survived.
Well, they did a sort of, not a reconstruction, but they sort of showed the, you know, the gap between the eyes and the nose.
Yeah, and it sort of matched.
What about that bloke you was talking about, Dave, the bloke who jumped off the plane?
Oh, yeah, D.B. Cooper.
Yeah, do you know that story?
No.
That was really interesting.
I'd like to hope he got away with it, but I'm not sure he did.
So a bloke gets on a plane.
An airliner, you know, proper plane.
Yeah, proper plane. He says to the lady, the stewardess, "I've got a bomb. You have to do everything that I say." So then
land in a certain place, and $300,000, wasn't it? He wanted $300,000.
Yeah. So they land.
All the passengers got off.
Yeah. So only him, stewardess, pilot, and then he orders them to give him a free
four, I think, four parachutes. And you know, once they get up in the air, going to a certain place, I can't remember where it was, but it was going from the north of America to the south. But he asked for there's one particular, it's the only plane where you can do this, they can open the back of the plane up.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like a ladder.
Yeah. And somewhere between the two places, he jumped with the money, but they gave him the money in 20s. Instead of like 50s and 100s, which made it a lot heavier.
He didn't ask for a certain currency. Right,
so he jumped off the plane, never to be seen again.
Weird.
But they found some money.
About 11 years later, wasn't it?
Yeah, they found money sort of
buried in the sand.
Yeah.
Whether he put that there as a sort of red herring for them to find and not search for him anymore, because I think he buried him. But where was his body? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope he got away with it myself.
There's a whole American...
What makes you think if there's no body, he must have got away and he's just got
Well, you think the
identity.
Animals in America, if he died on the way, parachute didn't open, animals would have just eaten it. You know,
would have eaten bones, though, surely.
Yeah,
they could have spread them all over the place.
What, crocodile or they eat?
Crocodiles in America, you fool.
Of course they do.
Alligators.
Same thing, long green
they're
things.
They're smaller.
But, yeah, that was one that popped into my head.
Didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's a good story.
It's an interesting story, yeah. It annoys me that you don't know the answer, though. I think I'll do the Jack Ripper thing, Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper. But then again, if they say Jack the Ripper was Jim Smith, you go, oh, all right. You wouldn't know him, would you?
Yeah, that would make it a bit better that we don't know.
No, because...
I think the grassy knoll thing's better.
No, because you say you believe that programme about the Alcatraz thing. I believe the programme that we watched about it. It was the bloke on the back of the car.
Yeah, that's the secret agent.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's what happened there.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, everyone smelt gunpowder down on the ground.
That's why there was a big cover-up afterwards.
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah, the bloke had the gun. Slipped or whatever it was, I can't remember what the story was, but the trajectory of the bullet didn't make sense. It just didn't.
The magic bullet, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I just thought, yeah, that's it. You've convinced me.
I can't believe that he'd done it on his own. I just can't.
It didn't happen. Didn't happen.
A lot of people think it did, though.
Other opinions are available, of course. This is just us.
It's a shame about old Jack Ruby, wasn't it?
Oh.
Well, he shot Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh,
so
right,
if he hadn't done that, we might have found out more about it. But he weren't talking beforehand, but over a period of time.
But maybe that was a setup.
But the moon landings, they definitely happened.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's
amazing.
People think they didn't land on the moon. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, people just love
that. There's just no way if they'd done that, they would have kept it quiet. Someone would have sold their story to the New York Times or the Washington Post, wouldn't they? I mean, it's just nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, but why hasn't it happened since?
They've been on the moon. 12 men have walked on the moon, not just that one.
I know, but not recently.
No, they still, I suppose, no point. They've got their moon rock. That's all they wanted, I suppose. But, I mean, when that happened in 1969, you'd have thought, everyone was thinking in the year 1990 or 1980, there'd be people on the moon, you know,
living
space 1999. Like, yeah. I mean, but it didn't happen. I mean, it is, I think they'd be disappointed if you sent someone back in time to 1969 and said, where are you? Oh, where are you in a space race? You know, is it like Star Trek now? And say, oh, no, we sent something to Mars once.
I mean,
and it sent a picture back. I mean, that's as far as it's wonder if it's all worth it, really.
Richard Branson went up quite high once.
Yeah. Twit.
Or would you like to know if aliens are real or not?
No.
Are there any aliens?
No,
there's not. I want to know the exact answer.
There might be aliens somewhere 300 light years away, but no aliens have ever come to the Earth.
But how, that don't mean they're not around. They're not there.
Oh, yeah, they could be there.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to know?
Not really.
Do they exist or not?
No. I think the Jack Ripper thing, I'd want to know.
Mine's the Diana thing. What's yours then, Dave? You pulled such a face at me.
I just said four or five things. How many more do you want?
Well, this is a good podcast, isn't it?
Well, I mean, any of them. I mean, the JFK one's good.
Yeah.
But do you not believe that program then, where it was the bloke on the back of the car?
It's a good one. It's not 100%, though, is it? I mean,
it is. They convinced me.
Everything on YouTube is real, then. You just said it wasn't.
No, it was a program and it was signed.
But I don't think he'd done it on his own. I just don't think he could have done them shots. I mean, he was a rifleman, but I mean, a sniper. Well, he'd have to have been really top draw to have pulled them shots off. And I don't think he was he?
No, he didn't have a history of it.
Because I think in one of the things we saw, they asked this. They got this top sniper in and said, oh, will you take these shots? And the bloke said, well, no, we want one the same class as him. We don't want the best. We want what he was. Yeah. And you get nowhere near it. I mean, no, yeah, that JFK's always been, and it always will be, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I know what happened, so I'm not really bothered about that one. Jack the Ripper, just so that I could, you know, no, because I hate it when because my fiance and my mother-in-law, they love programs about Jack the Ripper. They love it. They know every person he killed. They know the order of it and where they were found, and they're all fascinated by it. And I hate watching programs about it because you don't know who he is. You never find out who the killer is. It ends the same way every time, and that just annoys me.
I wonder how he got away with it when Sherlock Holmes was around at the same time. He should have sussed that, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
So why didn't he?
He's not a real person.
Oh, that's it then.
Oh. That's like saying Danger Mouse.
Because, I mean, in 2 days, Sherlock Holmes looking, he'd been solved, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
I mean, elementary.
Dear Watson.
you know, you never put that in any of the books.
Didn't they?
The film people made that up. It don't appear in any of the Sherlock Holmes books. Elementary, my dear Watson.
Well.
There you go.
Would you like to know who Banksy is?
No. Oh. His stuff's rubbish, isn't it?
You could find out who he was.
If
you was determined to, you could find out.
He was the England goalkeeper of the 1966 World Cup.
You could, because there's people that's worked with him.
I mean, Stormzy wears a whole thingy with Banksy, that Banksy have made him, with all Banksy's stuff on it. So he must know who he is.
Yeah.
How did he get that?
Yeah, loads of people know who he is. Everyone. There's loads of people who know who he is.
Why is somebody making couple of $100,000 by exposing him in the newspaper, yeah. Son?
Because he just denies it. That's it.
Norman Smith is Banksy.
Norman Smith.
I'd like to know who he is.
Wouldn't it be funny if Norman Smith was Banksy? What's the chances?
There's a book, a bloke who works with Banksy all the time, and his book is his pictures of Banksy holding his paintings, like from early, and with his face blurred out. And
I know who it is now then.
It's the guy with the blurred face.
It's Naveed's wife.
Oh, yeah.
In Still Game.
Only Dave watches it. So there you go. So if you want, you could easily. If you had the resources and that, you'd find out who he is. And I probably like the Jack the Ripper killer. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Might be a big letdown.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like in wrestling. When a wrestler gets unmasked. And it's just a bloke.
It's just a bit disappointing.
It's just a bloke with a face. Yeah, like, there he is. Okay.
Yeah, but Kendo Nagasaki wasn't a normal bloke, was
he? What name is that? Kendo Nagasaki.
He was a British wrestler.
Oh.
And he wore a mask. They could never get it off. So one day he just came in the ring and exposed himself.
Oh, God.
Now, he pulled his mask off. He's the strangest looking bloke you've ever seen in your life. And he still looks weird now. Never heard of him?
No.
Oh, mind you, it was sort of late 60s, well, no, early 70s. Oh, he killed wrestling in this country, he did.
That's all I really remember about wrestling.
Well, I mean, we've gotten to my favourite subject, but I'm going to change the subject.
You fools,
nobody else likes that subject. RWF, check it out on Facebook.
I don't remember an American wrestler who had a mask on.
Oh, you're joking. Rey Mysterio.
Oh, not him. He's not a wrestler, is he?
Kane?
Yeah, he took his off at the end, though, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's the mayor of somewhere now.
Oh.
Yeah. Hellfire and Brimstone.
Brimstone?
Brimstone.
Brimstone.
All right, grow up. Right, okay. Have you got a...
I have, if you want it.
Let's do it.
Pauline versus Bob.
Now, it's funny we just had that conversation because it's true or myth.
Ooh.
I might stand a chance.
That you're going to be Mythbusters.
Mythbuster. Yeah. I must say, by the way...
Who are you going to call?
Oh, my God.
Mythbusters.
I must admit, I'm loving this because I've made a playlist of our 70s songs. I'm loving that playlist.
It's good.
I don't listen to any other music now. I'm literally just listening to these 32 songs.
So you're like Lewis with the Beatles and that. It's like you just found it and you're just hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, I know all the songs. Yeah. I know them all. I mean, there are a couple of ones I do. They're skippers. We'll get to them.
No, there ain't. They're bound to be my choice.
Probably. anyway, Dave, where are
we? We're going to do the next series on the elimination is going to be songs of the 2010s. And we're going to start at the semi-finals.
Ed Sheeran versus Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I love Ed Sheeran.
Don't you mention him. I'm gone.
Oh, I love Ed Sheeran.
Dozing off. Right. Let's flick that coin. You've only got five each, but there won't be a draw because I've got a tiebreaker. Pauline.
Heads
it is. Ooh. Now, would you like to go first or second?
And when I do this, I'm not looking at
you. Don't you point your finger at me.
You lead me down the wrong path.
You
hint to me
on the fiancé
choir.
Was laughing her head off.
I know, he hinted to me on the choir.
Dave came out of the podcast room, bumped into my fiancé and went... Hey, Vic, what would be faster? Was it a tiger?
Tiger or a rat? A great big tiger with great big legs.
But he was looking at me and hitting with his eyes.
Now think about
it. He always used to do that. When I was a kid, I remember there was, I had a question in a quiz he was doing and he said, what's the most popular ice cream flavour? And I said, I like strawberry, but I'm going to go vanilla because everyone likes vanilla. Yeah. And he was like, are you sure?
Yeah, he made it out yourself.
And my dad's giving me the eyes. I'll say strawberry. Vanilla, never change your mind.
Right.
What was it? Pauline. What am I doing? Yeah. Right.
True or myth?
Right, don't look at Dave. Go.
Question one. In France, it is illegal to speak English in a church. Is that true or is it a myth? France, it is illegal to speak English in a church.
That's a myth.
You sure?
Oh, he's checking to see if the it is on.
That can't be true.
Are you going to press one, Dave? Or...
Hey! See, I'll look at him.
Yeah.
Paulie 1, Robert 0.
Hello, Father. Get out!
Robert.
Yes.
New York sanitation workers are paid extra for going into the sewer system because of the risk of being attacked by alligators. True or myth?
Now, if you said turtles...
New York sanitation workers are paid extra for going into the sewer system because of the risk of being attacked by alligators.
I'm going to go true. Oh,
it's a myth.
Boo. What an idiot.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Right. You ready for
this? I'm looking down.
True or myth to go 2-0 up.
Oh, it's never happened to me, has it?
Putting a pair of tights in the freezer will stop them from running. true or myth?
I think that's true.
Is it?
Yes, that's true.
It's a myth.
Right. Stop them running. What does that
mean? When you get a ladder, you know, get a run.
I wouldn't know.
Ready, Robert, to equalise?
Yes, Father.
Sir Isaac Newton, who discovered gravity...
Apple on the head.
..invented the cat flap.
Oh, that's interesting if it's true.
He invented the cat flap. This is like the tiger and the mouse again.
No, rat.
Rat, sorry.
Rat would be faster. Invented the cat flap. I mean, he could have had a cat and thought, it'd be easier if I just put a hole in the door. Yeah, go on, then. It's true.
Yeah! Oh! How big is that?
1-1.
The cat flap. Is it the wall? You got no backstory on that? Or...
No, that's it. Right, Pauline.
Yeah, right, go on.
Until 1972, only property owners were eligible to sit on British juries. So you couldn't go on a jury unless you owned your own property. Is that true or myth?
I'm going to say true.
True.
Yeah.
Wow. 2-1.
I wonder what that was.
I don't know.
I suppose it's just trustworthy.
Yeah. I mean, educated people and uneducated people could afford to buy their house, I suppose. I haven't actually put the answer on this one, but I do remember.
Oh, he's just made it up.
Right, Robert.
Yes.
Sucking on a copper coin can help you pass a breathalyzer test if you've been drinking. Is that true or myth? Sucking on a copper coin can help you pass a breathalyzer test if you've been drinking.
That's got to be false. It's not. It's a myth. Hey! Yay.
Right, you've only got two.
Oh, can you imagine sucking on a copper coin?
Yeah,
What do they say? You know,
one that's been wrapped up in someone's hanky in their pocket.
You know, when you get a sty on your eye, they say if you get a copper coin and rub it on the sty or a ring.
Myth that. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Only two each to go now.
Okay, looking down.
St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, was actually English. Is that true or false?
Oh, bloody hell. We couldn't surely.
Don't call me
surely. No, not surely.
Surely if he was the patron saint, he would not have been English. Because that does not make sense then, does it?
How many legs does a lobster have?
Three.
I've got my pet lobster's tripod.
I think it's false.
Oh. It's true. Actually, St. George, I think, was Turkish, the English one, or something like that.
But he was good at killing dragons.
Oh, right, Robert, to take the lead in the later stage.
Here it comes.
90 plus two.
The name of the clothing store Gap stands for gay and proud. Is that true or myth? The name of the clothing store Gap stands for gay and proud.
No.
You're saying what?
That's a myth.
It's a myth.
Yeah. It's just too early, isn't it? I mean.
Right, you need this one to stay in the game.
Bloody hell. It just becomes depressing, doesn't it?
No.
You can't open the door to 10 Downing Street from the outside. Is that true or myth? You can't open the door to 10 Downing Street.
I think that's. Hang on a minute.
Oh, the hands come up.
Now, when you see it on the news or whatever, do you never actually, they don't open the door and go in. Somebody's always there. The door opens for them and then they walk in.
I never see the cat actually open the door.
Yeah, exactly. I would say true.
Oh! Is it a tiebreaker?
No, you got one to
you
go.
You still
to
got
win.
One to go.
Here we go.
This is it. The envelope was invented before the letter.
Oh, my God.
Is that true or myth? The envelope was invented before the letter.
You can put envelopes. You can put anything in an envelope. Spare change back in the day. Make an envelope, put something in it. And then they're like, hold on a second. What fits perfectly in an envelope? Let's invent a letter. where we could write. Yeah, but then we've got to invent the pen.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, bloody hell, Bob.
And then we got, and then the stamp,
then
obviously.
The ink.
Yeah. And then.
Is it true or myth?
It is true.
Oh! Yeah, for a slight chance.
It's 3-3.
Oh, God.
Right. I'm going to toss up a coin here. There's one question. If you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, you lose.
Oh, blimey. Pressure. Pressure. Me? Heads.
Now, are you going to answer the question or let Pauline answer it?
I'm going to put it on Pauline.
Oh, what a surprise. It's over.
Right.
Let Pauline take the pressure.
Here we go.
Thanks for that.
That's all right.
This is it. Are you ready, Pauline?
Yeah.
Coca-Cola is so acidic, it is used by the police for cleaning up blood after traffic accidents. Coca-Cola is so acidic, it is used by the police for cleaning up blood after traffic accidents. Is that true or myth?
I'm not answering yet. I'm thinking.
Oh, she's having a think.
Surely that can't be true because they can't go to the accident site and then go, oh, let's just get the Coca-Cola out.
Go Diet Coke breaks.
But I know that it can really strip. Because you see it on them programs, don't you, where they do invention things and it's always Coke. But then am I going to say yes and you're all just going to shriek with laughter and go, what an idiot, so rap things happened again.
I mean, I hope that does happen, but I don't know.
Oh,
true or myth?
True.
What's your own, Robert?
Myth, all day long myth.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was myth.
How would
they? I should have gone with my gut. Why didn't I go with my gut?
They've got little backpacks in their boots.
Final score after extra time, Bob 4. Pauline 3.
But he would have won anyway because you would have said myth if you got the question.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't have won because you had the chance to win it and you blew
it. Why didn't I go with my gut?
I don't know.
You should have gone with your gut.
I should have gone with my gut then. I knew
you don't. We weren't even looking at Dave either. He weren't giving you the eyes.
No, so I'm afraid you've lost again, Pauline.
You threw it all away.
Gonna throw it away. Gonna give
it away.
Am
I going to make such a comeback though?
Are you?
Yeah.
Well,
10 episodes of Hurts.
That was
Pauline versus Bob.
Let myself down at the end.
You
there.
Did, yeah.
Time, 'cause I knew
you've
it.
Let your family down. You've let the country down.
You've let Boris Johnson down.
Sorry, Boris. I know that your door didn't open, though.
Imagine they all walked out. They got locked out. Let's get the old locksmith in.
Hello.
And I wonder if that front door's been on there. Because, you know, I've never seen anybody actually change the door. That's the same door.
As if they'd film it being changed. I mean...
Well, they do, though, don't they? They do these silly...
I feel sorry for the people that live... I feel sorry for the people that live in number 11.
That's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. You know that, don't
you?
Yeah,
I know, but he's not as
you
good
didn't know,
as...
You didn't know, did you?
I didn't know that. I can see by your face. You so didn't know
I didn't
that.
Know. I knew it was somebody official, but I didn't know... Yeah, I didn't know his title. But, yeah, because you're never as good, and you have to walk past number 10 where all the cameras are looking like, well, my house is over there.
Some have lived at both, because some Chancellors become Prime Minister.
I imagine that you'd walk in number 10, and it would just be...
It's supposed to be massive inside.
Yes,
yeah,
it's meant to be.
I'd like to go
huge.
In there.
Oh, I'd love to go in there.
All the old Prime Ministers up the...
Yeah, I'd like to go in Buckingham Palace
what?
As well, though.
Stuffed.
You can go in Buckingham Palace, can't you? But only a certain like little bit.
Yeah, you don't see everything.
You don't see.
I've seen it anyway. I watched The Crown.
Yeah, I watch The Crown.
I just got no interest in the royal family.
So
no, but it's history as well.
It's not. It's boring.
Oh,
it's
I love it.
It's history. It's history. It's gone. Forget about it.
I love the royal family.
Live for today, people.
I actually do really like the royal family. I'd be gutted if they got rid of them.
Oh, just get rid.
When the Queen dies, that's it, mate. The rest are all, the rest are all.
That's it, mate.
The rest are all numpties.
I love the Queen.
They are.
And the fact she still, to this day, does all her work in her heels. She's still wearing her
heels. Work in inverted commas.
She does.
I mean, her work.
She does do a lot.
She does.
What
she's still
she does?
Heels.
What's she in the basement printing T-shirts? You know, I mean, what's she doing? She gets wheeled out.
She doesn't get wheeled out.
Waves at everyone.
She's a phenomenon.
Yeah,
the Queen.
She is.
I mean, I'm not a royalist, but she. You got to remind what she, you know, her.
Her whole life. Her whole life.
And once
life
she goes,
educated.
Charles will be in it for a couple of years, and then you got numpty William.
Or will Charles do it? He might not.
Yeah, he will. His whole life's been. put down to doing it.
He's older now, isn't he? He's in his, how old is he? He's 70, isn't he?
Yeah, but I think with the seventh thing come to the front until he was about late 60s. He will be, if she goes in the next, she's going to go in the next 5 or 10 years.
Oh, I hate it. I don't want her to die.
Well, everyone has to.
Yeah, I know, but I'd rather
that's inevitable.
Didn't yet.
No.
That'd be a sad day. That'd be a real God, sad you're gonna, day.
Yeah, you'll go up to Buckingham Palace, won't you?
No.
Yeah, you will.
I did with Diana because it was a tragedy. Such an unexpected tragedy. Where?
Yeah, I thought it was a bit much.
That was the most crazy part of Britain's history ever, I think. Yeah, I didn't get it, didn't understand it.
But I was part, I did it, but still.
No, you didn't know her, did you? You didn't meet her.
Yeah, I totally agree with you 100%.
Now?
Yeah, when I look back, I think, why did I do that?
Yeah, but that's like John Lennon. That's like John Lennon. And you've fields of people just crying and that. They didn't know him. You can admire somebody and, like, you know, it's like when Bret the Hitman Hart dies. I'm going to be upset. Will I shed a tear? Possibly. But.
You know,
Ricky Gervais, Dennis Bergkamp, or any of these people.
Not to that extent with her. That was.
I'll be the only one outside Buckingham Palace laying flowers, definitely.
The whole country was really in mourning, weren't they?
It was the best hysteria, wasn't it? It was crazy.
I did cry. And then I cried when it was the funeral, watching the funeral, when her brother done his speech. I went up and put flowers down. Yeah, I look back now and think, why did I do all that? But at the time...
Because you were caught up in it.
Yeah, I really was. I was so gutted. And I think for, like, William and Harry, so upset for them. And seeing them walk...
But look how he's turned out.
Which one?
Harry.
I like Harry.
Why?
I don't know. I think he's just got a bit about him, hasn't he? You know, some of them is, like, William, you can just see he's following the... thingy, but
they'll just become, you know, 10, 20, they'll just become like
Kardashians.
Yeah, you'll see one on in Big Brother house or in the jungle. That's they're coming, they're gradually coming down.
Yeah,
but that's where you're gonna end up. They just be like celebrities.
Shame though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, that's why the Queen's so great.
I love the mystery of the Queen as well. I like the fact she don't hardly smile. So when you do,
but she was right, wasn't she? She was right not to lower the flag and all this sort of stuff when Diana died. She done it, kept a protocol where it should be done.
Yeah,
you can't just change hundreds and hundreds of years of tradition because one woman died. I mean, it's...
I'll tell you what, I've got a new one for the question that we had.
All right.
Does the Queen wipe her own bum?
Of course she does.
Of course she does.
Well, they do say that Prince Charles's valet puts the toothpaste on the toothbrush for him. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me.
Surely not.
I think he does call her mummy all the time.
Oh, yeah, he does say mummy.
Yeah.
He always says mummy and papa, wouldn't it?
Oh, they had a bit of a love-hate relationship, didn't they? Philip and Charles. I did hear, because you know the three sons are a bit, you know. I did hear once that Philip said Princess Anne's the best son he ever had. He never had.
I believe
because she's
though.
Got more she's about got him more than them three put together, isn't she?
I like her.
Yeah, I don't mind her.
Yeah,
naff off. That was her thing, wasn't it? Naff off.
And I liked her in The Crown. I mean, you don't know whether all that's true, but in The Crown, I like. But yeah. I'll tell you, I did like Princess Margaret. She had a.
I think she was beautiful, Princess Margaret.
I liked her life. Well, her life was a bit all over the place, wasn't it?
But yeah, but she was, when she was about,
she had a bit
in between 30 and 40, she was one of the most beautiful women ever, I think.
Yeah. Die! Oh, God! I was falling asleep. Sorry, listeners.
He's lost it.
Oh, God, that was. Sorry, I just came out of my coma. Jeez.
He's lost diary.
Where is
so
it, Dave?
Small, we can't see it.
He can't blame me. I ain't been here.
I think it's downstairs.
Oh, what? No, are you joking?
Shall I make something up?
No, we'll have to wait till next time.
Oh, it's a good one.
Well, we'll have to wait till next time. We ain't got a choice.
Oh, it's a good one.
I ain't waiting for you to go. We're all listeners. Okay, go on then. Go on,
he went to Buckingham Palace and he met the Queen. Make it up.
Dave's going now. Look, go on, Dave. You should have.
He had a drink with John Lennon.
It would be funny if I fell down the stairs.
Yeah, that would be well funny. See, look, how professional are we?
I can't believe that.
Dave's left the room. He's gone to find Diary. How are you, Pauline? You all right? You enjoying the company with Dave?
I mean, it's better when he ain't here, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we could do
that.
You
don't listen back to these, does he?
No. He does. Yeah, he does. Dave, I love you. Well, I ain't really got much to say.
How are you enjoying your 8 weeks away?
Oh, yeah, I'm staying at the in-laws, house sitting. Oh, yeah. It's brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, they've got a cat. They haven't got a cat. They've got a cat in the garden who's feral. So we're trying to sort of lure it in, lure it in so we can eat it.
Have you not?
No, we're trying to, because it's, last night it was absolutely pouring down.
Oh, it's windy, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was underneath the bush and I was sort of like, you can just sit inside, you can just literally sit inside the door and keep on. No, it weren't having it. Yeah, nervous.
Have you named him?
Well, they called it Cat. Because it's a girl, so Cat. But there's also a fox there as well. They call Ugg. I don't know why. But it's tiny, really small, big ears.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
Yeah, so Dave's back. Welcome back, Dave.
Oh, hello, Dave.
Hello.
Should I do the tune again? Give you a bit of time?
That's a pretty boring one, actually.
Oh, not even worth it.
After all that.
Well, that's the end of the show. Come on.
Oh, what a letdown.
Oh, this is like Stevie Wonder telling everyone John Lennon's dead. Oh.
Right.
Well, he's entertaining himself. You've got to tell us, Dave.
Yeah, I'll just wonder what the date is.
Oh, I don't know. When's this go out?
Monday.
Monday
the 4th.
Yeah, that's it.
Work.
He's all out of breath because he's gone upstairs.
I'm asthmatic, you know. Work. Oh, that's funny. Work at night. Go guitar lessons at William Penn School on 10:30. Watch film on TV.
Dion.
This is the Sunday before is quite a funny bit.
Oh, go on then.
Play football round square in morning.
Classic.
In afternoon, play soccer down Bob's place, but get chucked away.
What do you mean?
Go up Peckham Rye, have a game at night, watch TV. So I was playing football.
Football all day.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Sometimes you say football and then you go on to soccer.
Yeah, it is funny. Right? I think we was playing somewhere that wasn't really a place for to play football, you know, like outside the flats or something.
Oh, okay.
And some people come around and told us to bugger off, basically.
Nav off!
Yeah. Ball comes over here, put a knife in it. So it wasn't really that exciting.
Wasn't worth the run downstairs.
I'm sorry about that.
I mean, we're getting to that point, and I'm really don't want to get to this point.
Hard, isn't it? But I do know. I think I do.
Can you two go first then? Because if I don't have to vote,
I
won't.
Go first.
Go on then, Dave.
Pretty easy for me. Superstition, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay.
62-38.
That's a funny number.
Please.
It's two numbers actually.
Please pick the same because I don't know where I'm going.
Oh,
go on, Pauline.
Bob.
No, well, yeah.
Don't stop her now.
Do we know what these songs are about? I did a little bit of research. Oh, where's my notes gone? And there was Superstition. Look, there's no notes on Superstition. I couldn't find anything.
Oh.
But yeah, don't stop me now. No, Shaun of the Dead, I wrote down. No.
That's it.
No, but I read that it was a point in Freddie Mercury's life where he was sleeping around and taking loads of drugs, and it was like he was on cloud nine. And the other members of Queen, like Brian May, there was an interview with him recently, and he said, I don't like that song because it reminds me of when he was sort of out of control.
Oh.
He said, I don't like... It sort of represents, it's a positive song, sounds positive, but it's got so many negative underlining things.
Have you seen the film?
Oh, what, Bohemian Rhapsody? No.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
No, I saw a little bit of the Elton John film last night.
Oh, I like that one, Rocket Man.
No, I watched a little bit.
There's a lot of singing.
Yeah.
I liked it until he got famous. Then it's come a little.
Thing is, with the bloke who played Freddie Mercury, they tried to make him look like him. The other bloke who was Elton John's just that bloke from Kingsman with glasses on. I just thought, it's just that bloke. Yeah. Like, it's the same as Ted Bundy being played by Zac Efron. I was just like, well, that's Zac Efron. They've done nothing to sort of make him... Anyway, Your vote, Pauline.
I think by a tiny, tiny, tiny smidge, if I've got to play one right now, it would be Queen.
Well, that's
because
not
I'd
what
really
I wanted.
Like to belt that out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It is, isn't it? I like how it starts as well with that slow. And it ends like that as well, doesn't it? It's like.
I think that's just a tiny little tip.
Oh, I do love these songs. This could be a semi final in my eyes, and it really could. Oh, so close. It's really
I'm glad
annoying.
You've got
yeah, and that's why they picked the Don't Stop Me Now for that scene in Shaun of the Dead. That's what I was going to say earlier. Because they're beating the crap out of an old man, and yet it's such a happy song. Yeah. But they're hitting him to the beat, aren't they? Who put this song on? It's on random.
Plus, if you're in a really good mood, you're really happy mood, and that comes on, you go up a little, don't you? You just.
And if you are feeling a bit down, it is
can pick
boom,
you up,
yeah.
I think a tiny bit that
way. Oh, I do love Superstition, though. Maybe super. It always reminds me of Ollie Murs did it as his audition thing.
I was literally
going
to say that earlier, and then I forgot to.
Yeah, Ollie Murs did it.
He did it really good, actually.
Yeah, he did.
He?
And Cheryl Cole, whatever her name is, said, you got a little rhythm in you. She's not Irish.
I was going to say, what's that?
She's not Irish. I'm going to go for Don't Stop Me Now, Queen. I'm ask me in 10 minutes and I'll change my mind. But
let's wait 10 minutes.
Don't Stop Me Now. I just got to go with it. I mean.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
you
I know. I'm not. I'm not sure.
Do you feel like you need to hear them again, don't you? I know
well,
we can't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
Even though I've played them many times now.
Yeah, I mean, these are not skippers. These are songs I would probably skip back and listen to
and
again.
And then tomorrow when you're listening to them, you think, I wish I'd gone the Superstition.
No, but they're both great songs. I'm going to stick with it. Don't Stop Me Now. Don't Stop Me Now by Queen is going through to the next round. It's official.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change
sad,
my mind.
I am sad, though, for that Superstition because I like it.
Yeah, that's harsh. Why are you writing that, though? I gave it to you to rip up with the car.
Yeah, I'll just... Oh. All right. Tragedy. Oh, that's a different song.
Tragedy!
That's 80s, isn't it? It's gone.
There you go. Oh, it's gone. Well. It's official now. Don't stop me. It's a great song. It's a great song. So, that's it. Superstition is out, unfortunately. Don't Stop Me Now by Queen goes through to the next round. And we need to do the draw.
We need to do the draw.
Pauline, you can go first.
Oh, this is a big one for me.
Hello.
Sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba,
oh,
ba.
I love that one. Yeah.
Needs an opponent, Dave.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, what?
It's a sweet derby. Sweet Home Alabama. Leonard Skinner.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, well, it is a sweet derby. That episode's going to be totally sweet. that is the end of the episode. Anything to add, people?
No.
Oh. Well, that killed that then. Okay.
Said everything I need to say.
Okay, we shall see you next time for a sweet derby. Laters.
Bye.